Hola, talks. Abi Togun. Welcome back to Empire Lifestyle. Here we're talking about business, relationship, real estate, and marriage. Let's get going. If you are strapped on time, then you need to hire somebody to fill that gap. It's really that simple, okay? And there's a lot of theory around that, okay? But I want you to understand that they're just theories based on specific people's, persons, experience. Okay, so even what I tell you, take them with a grain of salt. Really, the best thing that's going to happen for you in this business is to engage and start having some experience, because you're going to build your own ideologies, you're going to build your own concept that works for you, but probably didn't work for me. Driving for dollars may work for you, it doesn't work for me. I don't teach it, because naturally I don't teach stuff I've never done before. Have I been driven before and I see a sign on the side of the road, either for rent or for sale by owner? Of course, I take them down. But I don't deliberately leave my house to go drive for dollars. It's just not a strategy that I believe I'm attracted to. Now, there are people out there that swear by it, that that's how they close their deals. Kudos to them, okay? I think all marketing strategies work if you can do it consistently, bottom line. If you cannot do it consistently, you will quit before you get to making money. Does that make sense? So you need to find a strategy that you know you are attracted to, that you know makes sense to you, that you can do repeatedly over and over. More importantly, you can have other people do it for you, okay? And if you can't sell the idea of the strategy, chances are other people would not be willing to do it for you as well. All right, so the answer to that question is yes, if you know that you have the money to do it consistently. Because remember, it's going to cost you, you know, you can get for as low as $5 an hour, $6 an hour. If they're working for you 20 hours a week, multiply 20 by $6, that's 120 per week. Multiply 120 by 4 weeks in a month, you're spending $400 to $500 per month. If you know that you cannot do that consistently over and over again, even if you don't close a deal, then don't do it yet. Okay, that's very, very simply the answer. Okay, if you know that you are making enough income at your job and you can afford to build a $1 million business with $400 to $500 a month, a month, plus a few hundred dollars in data and that they will be calling and things like that. If you think that's worth it, then do it. All right, but it's completely up to you how you want to go about that. Okay, it's completely, absolutely up to you. All right. But the key thing, the key ingredient there is consistency. If you cannot do a VA plus cold calling consistently every month, even if you don't close the deal, don't attempt it, because 2 months is going to come very fast. You're going to feel like it's not working, and then you shut down on the business. You shut down on yourself, on your own business, right? You don't want that. But again, that same concept is applicable to every strategies out there. The reason why I recommend cold calling yourself, because I know that you can have at least 1 hour a day. I know that you can extract that out of your life. An average person that's serious about having some financial freedom and bringing some cash in can excuse themselves, okay? Give themselves permission to have 1 hour per day to cold call. Yes, cold call, meaning pre-qualify a bunch of people on the phone with the 7 steps, which again, you can find at 7 steps pre-qualification. Hola, Abi Togun. Just Google it. The video will come right up. All right. And if you do that, you're going to hit one deal. You close one deal, $10,000. Then you can flip that money back into building the business. Then you can hire people to do it for you. Okay. Now, the reason why it's called virtual assistants is because they don't necessarily leave where you live. They don't necessarily come into your office. You don't necessarily have to meet them in person. Why? Because it's 2019 and beyond, and there's digital platforms where you can have employees all around the world, right? There's internet connections and where you can have employees all around the world and get some production going, all right? So the answer to that is yes. But from that answer, from that question, there were a few other questions that came up, and I wanted to make sure that I answered them on this session. I will take another 7 to 8 minutes to answer those questions. And then we'll go into today's prospecting session. You can watch me talk to a few people. Let me see. I think I should have some people. Probably I do. I always have follow-up calls to call, by the way. Some of them are late. Some of them are early. But, you know, I always have people I can call. The beautiful thing about the way I do mine is that it's not cold calling. It's more like warm or hot calling, because these people are at some point expecting a call from me, okay? But it doesn't start that way. It started with the cold. Every marketing started with cold marketing, by the way. People don't know you. They don't know what you have to offer. But the way you diffuse, I don't know if the right English, the way you disempower the negative that comes around that marketing and sales really quickly is to make sure you lead with value, which is the first pillar that I cover in this book. There are three pillars. I cover the first pillar in this book, value. Make sure you lead with value. And then if the person doesn't appreciate the value you bring, in one sentence, you can get off the call and you move on to the next call. It's marketing and sales and prospecting is really that simple. You overcomplicate it. You will complicate everything, and you will basically create a business that's not duplicatable, that you cannot have other people do for you, okay? The way I build my business is I want to be able to take off. So, for example, starting on Friday, I'm going to be on a project with my other business for 13 days in Manhattan, and, you know, the business will continue to run regardless, all right? So, and that's how I like to build my business, because I want that freedom primarily before money. I want freedom primarily before money. So freedom always. So if not having money costs me to not have freedom, then I have a problem with that too as well, just so you know. So I'm not saying I don't want money. I'm just saying freedom first, then money, right? Provided lack of money does not take away my freedom, all right? So that's why we build a business, so we can produce income as well too, because we want the freedom that's also attached to that, not just freedom. Okay, all right. So now let's get into the question. The first question: hiring virtual assistant to do your real estate cold callings requires the wisdom I'm sharing in these videos. I hope you're getting some wisdom from this. You will discover a few pointers that can cost you serious money in the long run. All right, so let me share a few of those with you right now, okay? We made some mistakes earlier on, okay, by way of my brother, who's my business partner. And the mistake basically is we didn't think it through properly when we started hiring virtual assistants. Basically, we were looking for a cookie cutter, ready-made virtual assistant. The truth of the matter is that they don't exist, okay? So just like any business, right? If or any company you've ever worked for, they hired you because you had some things on your resume, yes. Yes. They hire you because of that. My mouth's a little dry, sorry. Sorry about that. They hired you because you had some things on your resume, you had some experience, or you have some educational background, or it depends on the position, of course, right? But they saw some quality in you, some qualities in you that made them feel you're fit for the job, right? But they still had to train you. They still had to put you on some kind of probation, maybe for 3 months, 90 days, and then they still have to watch you. Then they have to do review, right? And then after review, sometimes with your review, after a year, they give you a raise, right? Or they give you some kind of accolades. I can't move stuff around right now, you know. There's a, I wonder where my globe is. I can't find it. Yeah, they say, so, oh, it's right here. Let me show you something real quick. All right. So I used to work for FedEx, right? Years ago, I worked between 1999 and 2006. 2006 was when I quit because I was making good money after a year in real estate. My first deal closed in 2005, if you know my story, right? This is one of the stuff I got from FedEx back then. I was looking for it, see? I don't know if you can read that. But yeah, they presented that to me after they did a review, whatever. They had like some kind of contest going on. They do that for employees, you know, to make you feel a little bit inspired, and, you know, but basically, there's a lot that I learned from that job. I was there for 7 years, 1999 to 2006. There's a lot that I learned from FedEx as a driver, a courier, a delivery courier. I was doing that part-time when I was in college. There's a lot that I learned that I brought to business, but sometimes you have to get burnt a little bit to remember some of the knowledge that you know, okay? So what's the point of all that I just shared with you? When you're hiring people, don't expect them to be a ready-made. You have to train people, right? You find a few qualities, a few questions, you answer them, you make sure they can speak the language you want them to speak. If it's Spanish, Spanish. If it's French, French. If it's English, English. They can speak, they can communicate. You want to make sure of that. You ask a few buzzer questions, which I will do that on another video, but you want to bring that down to a science as much as possible. Ask 4 to 5 questions that basically you just want them to be able to comprehend what you ask them, and explain that in simple layman language that anybody can understand them, right? But basically, you want to make sure they have a little bit of qualities, communication skills as well. You want to make sure they can use a simple Excel sheet, spreadsheet, Microsoft Word, and simple email. They can send email, of course, right? So, but typically the people that will respond to you over the internet will be able to do those things. So half of the job is done. But the key thing is you want to make sure that they have a simple few qualities, basic skills, right? But after that, don't expect that they will start making the calls and they're doing the right thing right away. It's not going to happen that way. You have to train people. Okay, so one of the mistakes we made is like we had 2 good people, one guy, one girl. They were very good in hindsight, 2020 vision, of course, right? But we were too quick to get rid of them because we felt they were not producing the results. Now, there are a lot of moving variables. There are many reasons why they may not be producing. It could be the quality of the leads. It could be, you know. But the truth of the matter is that we had our expectations were a little bit off, right? So as soon as we realized that, okay, maybe we could do better, then we got rid of them, right? That's one mistake we made. Another mistake we made is that we found one through, my brother found one through an agency, right? These are people in Philippines, right? Filipinos, right? And, you know, the quality, the standard of living over there is cheaper. So that's why you're able to pay them $3, $4, $5 an hour, and they're happy and they're doing well. They're taking care of themselves, right? So he found this through an agency, and then he decided that he wanted to, I'm sharing, this is top secret right here, right? He decided he wanted to hire the guy on the side and not through the agency. First of all, that's not a very ethical thing to do, okay? If the agency found him, you know, he's using the agency, right? Also, there are some agencies that have an office, a cubicle for them where they can work. You pay them, I don't know, $6, $2 of that goes to the agency, $4 or $3 goes to the employee, right? But you don't have to worry about them giving you excuses like there's no internet or maybe the line was broken or anything like that. You don't have to worry about them showing up to work because the agency will make sure they show up to work. But he decided to hire him on the side because he was doing a little bit okay. And then like the second week or so, he wasn't happy or something like that. And, you know, he said something about he had to go take care of his mother. Somebody was sick in his family and basically got rid of himself. Now, we don't know what happened. It could be the truth. Okay, it could be a coincidence. But there's also a chance that you remove somebody from a system that where they work. Chances are they're going to fall apart. Okay. So if you find an agency that's going to give you a good person, use the agency. If you find an individual and you feel strong enough about it, use the individual. If you have the two choices, I always believe in a system more than a particular individual, including myself. Okay. Why did I show up here today? As a matter of fact, there's so much on my plate right now. Okay. That I was tempted to not do this live session today, but I had to follow the system I created. But the human being in me really wanted to call this off today. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you want, please, if you don't mind, can you please rate and review this podcast? You can rate it on your favorite platform. It could be iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, anywhere you're listening to this podcast, please rate it and let everyone else know about it. As a free gift, I do have a free gift, 2 of my books, my 2 most recent books, smartrealestatewholesaling.com is where you want to go get this book. Let me repeat that, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. You can find my first book, which is Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, and my second book, which is Real Estate Money Secrets. You can go to www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. That's SMART realestatewholesaling.com, all one word. I'll see you on the next podcast. Peace.